So Klal Yisrael, Manova to Moshe, those who weren't able to bring, those who were Tamei and Derek Rechoka couldn't bring the Pesach Rishon. So they went to Moshe and said, well, Mandigara, why should we lose? Why should we lose out? It's not our fault. We really want to. And to Moshe said, good question. He spoke to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed. And we have the halacha of Pesach Sheni. So, who are these people who are tamei in the midbar? So, according to one opinion in the Gemara, it was those who were carrying Arono Shel Yosef. They were carrying Arono Shel Yosef. So, and that's how they became tamei. You know, they get into Tzadikim and Misasim Nikrachayim, or Tzadikim. Our Matame, but putting that question aside. So, we don't know exactly who was carrying Arono Shel Yosef. We know one person for sure who touched it was Moshe Rabbeinu. He took it out of the Nile River. So, the Klei Chamda explains, based on the Kutzker, that, and Klei Chamda, the Kutzker, others discuss it, Lama Nigara, like, why should we be worse than you? You were, Moshe Rabbeinu, you touched the Arono Shel Yosef, and you were involved at the, you had the Karban. Lama Nigara, why shouldn't we also? Why are you different than us? Why, even though you touched Arono Shel Yosef, you were able to partake in the Pesach Rishon, but we who also were involved in Arono Shel Yosef cannot. So, the Achronim answered, Rav Shimon Shkup brings down the famous Maral in his Akdama. There's a famous question, the Mesha Chachma, is, we know we have a principle, Gersha Niskayer, Gerkatan Shinoa Dami, that someone who converts to Judaism is like a newborn baby. And Minatori, not related to anybody. And Midrabanan, also we said, but Midrabanan, we said you can't get married because how does it look, brothers and sisters, etc. So, but strictly speaking, from halacha, you're not related. So, the question is, how come it says Klal Yisrael bocha mishpachosav that they were crying at the Mahar Sinai? Different people they were forbidden to, who they were permitted to before, are forbidden. The question is, what are you talking about? Gersh and Iskayer Shekatan Shinola Dami. So, so why don't we say that? And therefore, everyone's not related to one another. So the Maral says, in other words, that when do we say Gersh and Iskayer Shekatan Shinola Dami? That's only if a person does it beretzon. They on their own chose to become a Yid, and no one forced them, no external pressure. They went ahead and did it. So then we say, it's such a good Geirus that you're even Kekatan Shinola Dami. But for the rest of Klal Yisrael, it was Kofino Lav Har Kegigis. It was forced upon them, like a mound over the head. And the FO is a Geirus Bekfiyah, even though we don't normally accept a Geirus Bekfiyah, in this case was an exception, that they were at a mount overhead and they accepted the Torah. So that type of Geirus, since it's Bekfiyah, we don't take a Katan Shinola Dami, and therefore they were still related to the Bocha Mishpachosa. So why wasn't Moshe? Because Moshe wasn't Kohanim, but Moshe was on top of the mountain. Moshe was with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, for Moshe, we say, Yesh in the sky. So let's assume everyone, so Moshe Rabbeinu touched Arono Shel Yosef and a couple of these Jewish people. So Lama Nigara, how come we both touched Arono Shel Yosef? How come you could eat the carbon base and I can't? How come with Tommy, you're not? Because Moshe Rabbeinu, Gersh and Iskayer, Shekatan Shinola Dami, was a complete Geirus. and therefore he's a new person now. But you, it was only what you don't have the luck of ger kishin agayish shakotin. You have the deer of a geirus. So and we see at least they were quasi Jews enough that they were mentami. And in fact, that's how they point out that we see later on the Chazal tell us that when they discuss who pointed out the nega on Miriam. So it couldn't have been Moshe Lav Kohen who. It couldn't have been Aaron because it's Karov. And then he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bekfoldo V'yatzma. The question is like, what do you mean? Just make it simple. Just say Moshe and Aaron are Karov. El Ovedem, we say no, because Moshe Rabbeinu had his own halacha. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't a Karov because Katan Shinola Dami, and therefore you have to come on to Lav Kohen. But Aaron, who was with everyone else, so therefore that's the halacha. And that's how they explain the beginning of Pirkei Avos, Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai U'Mesorah Lo Yeshua. Why by Moshe it's Kibel? But everyone else, it's a Mesorah. So that's how they explain, because Moshe Rabbeinu, it wasn't a Geiris Bal Karcha. His was Baratzon. So therefore, he was Makabal. He got to take everything in. But by Moshe Rabbeinu, by everyone else, it was even Yoshua. It was Kovin. So it could only be Mesorah. I only could give it over to you. Now you can't get the same thing I get. In fact, at some point out, Derek Drush, I think by Shimon HaTzadik it was, that it uses the Lashon of Kibbul. And why? What's the pshat? Because Purim, we know Kimo the Kibbul, Kimo Masha Kibbul Kfar, that's what the Mefarshim say. The fact that Jews accepted Shalach Manos, Megillah, other mitzvahs, Biava, that shows they were accepting it. So maybe then, you know, Hadar Kasha goes back, it goes back to the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. But that's the pshat. Wamani Gara. Why are you different than me? Because Moshe Rabbeinu is a Gersha Kat. Is a Katan Shinola Dami, because he did a complete Geiris Peratzon, but the rest of Klai Yisrael was only done B'Kfiya, so therefore you didn't have the same halachas of Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's why it says Moshe Kibbul Torah Misinai. He was on Sinai when he got it. That's why he wasn't Kofin Olav. But everyone else, it was only Misora. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu was able to bring the Pesach Rishon, and he was no longer Tamei after Man Torah, while everyone else, even though they were also Tameh, they remained Tameh because they didn't have the complete gerus of a Katan Shenolad Dami.